From the world headquarters of Team 1380, sports radio on the World Wide Web at team1380.net. Let's get back to the IATD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn.
Here you go, the cat.
Doug, there's a toe tapper in it.
Oh, gosh, I can't keep my feet from dancing.
Makes me want to put together a sand volleyball team and hit the sand. Bump, set, spike. Come on, girls. Bump, set, spike.
Go.
Not yet, Doug. Wait till the wrestling recap. Pudding's coming.
I'd like solid food.
I enjoy pudding. What's your favorite flavor of pudding? Go.
Chocolate.
Yep.
Chocolate, but I like a little dollop of whipped cream on top.
I like banana. Yeah, I like banana pudding. Give me a Nilla wafer.
Yeah? With banana pudding. I like chocolate. No dollop, please.
No whipped cream? Joe, what do you like a dollop of?
Thanks, Tim. Man.
What? You know what else is pretty good? No one likes it anymore. Apparently, it used to be a big treat. Rice pudding is delicious.
Rice pudding.
Rice pudding.
I like it when Doug restates what you said. Rice pudding.
I don't care much for rice pudding.
Honey, would you like to make some sweet passionate love tonight? Sweet love tonight. You all right? You sitting on a feather?
No.
You like rice pudding,
no.
Doug? You don't?
Rice pudding. No, I don't like it.
Is there actual rice in there?
Yes.
Grains of rice? Really?
Didn't it used to be popular? Kind of texture in your pudding. Not in your pudding. You don't want that kind of texture.
Didn't it used to be popular?
I don't recall when it was popular, no.
Oh, you recall, Monty.
Monty? When was rice pudding popular?
I think it was in the 50s.
Popular for
rice pudding. I don't know. But why do people know about rice pudding? Everyone's heard of rice pudding.
We don't even know that rice was in it.
We don't.
You've never heard of rice pudding.
I've heard of it.
That's what I'm saying. Now, if you hear of something, it had to have at one time been commonplace, because I venture to guess you could go into 10 places, diners, restaurants, and none will have rice pudding.
I think I saw some at the grocer there last week. I saw rice pudding.
How about
that?
I saw it.
I think I did.
Rice pudding.
I don't think that you have... Just because you've heard something, it means it was commonplace at some point.
I think at some point it was more popular.
I don't know who liked it.
Old folks call in.
969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. We've
favorite
cleared the
pudding.
Lines for
See,
older
that's
people.
That's another question for the exit poll.
Great question.
That is a good question.
Because it comes up all the time.
And I'd like to know where you get some delicious pudding.
Schnucks, the new one, downtown.
Oh, good idea.
Doug hates everything today. You better watch it, Mitch. I'm going to hit you in the head with a ball-peen hammer.
Ball-peen hammer. That's better than the claw hammer.
Yes.
Mm.
I think you could bounce back from a blow with a ball-peen hammer, but a claw hammer, I don't know about. Because you'll get the prongs right in the gray matter.
Either way, yeah. Ah.
Gray matter.
Have you ever been hit in the head with a hammer?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I think you remember that.
Who has? Have you?
I have not.
Oh. Kind of a random question.
Well, the subject came up.
I know someone that was wrapped in the head with a nightstick.
Oh, yeah. While sleeping on a stoop.
Closing arguments were presented Monday night in the case of a woman who said a 60-year-old man groped her while she was in costume as Minnie Mouse at Walt Disney World.
Minnie Mouse.
Yes, sir. John Moyer, who is a grandfather, was charged with misdemeanor battery in June after being accused of touching the woman's chest and buttocks in the Toontown area of Magic Kingdom. Prosecutors said photographs show the Disney cast member pushing Moyer's hands away from her after he touched her. Doesn't matter. She was grabbed. She's just a mouse, prosecutor David Barra said, arguing against the defense. It's not just a mouse. It's a person. Moyer's attorney said the photos only prove that his client was having fun while on vacation from Pennsylvania with his family. The woman playing Minnie Mouse said she did not yell for help because she feared that she could lose her job for being out of character. She did report the alleged incident after Moyer left the area, according to investigators. Sheriff's deputies tracked Moyer down by using photographs and arresting him. In court, prosecutors said Disney characters are no different than servers at restaurants. It's not okay to go to dinner and pinch a waitress's butt anymore, and it's not okay to go to the theme park and pinch a character's butt.
I wouldn't think so, no. Why would you do that to Minnie Mouse?
He could
you think you're going to get lucky with the mouse?
Could be a furry.
We go with that again.
That's just a fair. Don't you think that's a fair observation? I mean, why would you want to pinch the mouse's hindquarters?
I bet you get rice pudding at Disney World somewhere.
Think so?
Maybe. Yeah.
You ever been, Doug? Disney World?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
The next time I go, they'll be dragging my dead carcass around there.
Why, you didn't enjoy it?
Oh, the lines are too long. It's too hot. I don't really like standing in line an hour and 20 minutes for a two-minute ride.
Do you know,
I'd find nothing about that
entertaining. Do you know at Disney for an extra $80 or something, you can get VIP access
where
you go right to the front of the line?
Yeah. That'd be the way to do it.
Yeah, why do you cheap out on your family? They're special.
I didn't realize you could do that until I was about to leave.
Ah, kids, we're going to wait on these lines. I'm not spending the extra 80 smackaroos.
You like standing in line out there?
No. I would spend
wall to wall people?
That's what I'm saying. I would spend the extra $80 and go right to the front of the line. I recommend you would do the same.
Last time I was there, we waited around for the parade and the fireworks at the end of the night, and everyone crowds up there next to the Magic Castle. I had a fat lady sit on my feet.
So
I was
hot.
Standing there. You're packed in like sardines. There's no room for anyone else. Well, here she comes, and she's going to sit down on my feet.
Did you say, excuse me, ma'am? Or you just let her sit there the whole night?
I was being crushed.
You were too polite to say?
No, I finally got my feet out of there.
Probably had to wash them off.
Oh.
You had to go to the Mickey Mouse fountain. Wash your feet.
I don't find much about that entertaining. It's exhausting.
Well, maybe that's why the guy got bored and he thought, you know what? I might try and hook up here.
Rope the mouth.
See what's going on.
So what are they going to do to him?
He could face a year in jail now.
Oh, no.
Yep.
He won't go to jail for that, will he?
A year in jail is what he's staring down the barrel of, sir.
That would seem a little harsh.
1 year in jail, $1,000 fine. The incident is not the first time a Disney character has been at the center of a groping investigation. In 2004, a man who played Tigger at the theme park was accused of sexual harassment.
This time it was a character doing the harassing. Oh.
Could have a furry fetish.
Joe just chiming in 3 minutes later. That's what I said. What are you listening to in there? Happy birthday celebration?
We had a computer malfunction.
Yeah, it still says something's wrong in here, by the way. How many interns do we have now?
We have two for this week, Tim.
Wow, look at us, the cat. We're expanding.
We're walking in tall cotton.
I haven't met the other intern. No, Brian.
He's new.
Joe just burst in here.
Happy birthday, producer Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh.
The birthday gala.
He's not having a good time. He's not enjoying it. You guys haven't been to Disney World lately, have you?
1987 is when I went. I didn't enjoy it then, and I was 10.
It'd be great if there was nobody else there.
Again, Doug, the crowd $80, you get the special tickets, so you go right to the front of the line.
Is that what you did?
I've never been.
You've never been to Disney World?
No. Honestly, as a kid.
You're the last American who's never been to Disney World.
I'm sorry, Doug, I wasn't raised as wealthy as you were.
I'm just dripping in money.
Money.
Dripping in
fly
cash,
to,
cash, cash.
Fly to.
I am mired in the middle class, and yet I've still managed to get to Disney World.
Well, you didn't have the money to fly to exclusive locales and sample the finest of the finest that life has to offer.
I bet you'd be hard-pressed to find another adult in this country who has not been to Disney World.
If my son wants to go to Disney World, I'm going to take
there.
Him to Disney World.
Producer Joe, have you been to Disney World?
Go.
Yes, twice.
Did you like it?
No. I liked Epcot, but I didn't really care for the Magic Kingdom.
You know,
stuff.
Epcot's a ride. There's actually a ride in Epcot, that ball.
Yes, there is.
What the hell are you talking about?
That ball, that silver ball.
Do we have time to? I'd like to know. I'd like to take the rice pudding call, please.
Okay, sure. Yes, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to listen to that song. It's a Small World for all day long. Man, yeah. I never thought I wanted to hear that word again, Disney World, because I remember going when they first opened with my kids, and I think that ride took about an hour and a half, and they kept playing that song over and over and over. It's a Small World.
Yeah, been there.
You been there, done it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to tell you about the rice pudding. You got to have raisins in it.
Raisins and rice pudding?
Yeah.
How about rice?
I have them.
Is there rice in there?
Well, there's a little bit. That's what you did when we were growing up. You put stuff in there, fruit and everything else.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You said fruit, and Joe's ears just perked up. But did rice pudding used to be more popular?
Well,
or was it never popular?
50s. I know I'm not your targeted age group, but I'm in my 60s. And now, when we were kids, everybody had rice with almost everything, and then they didn't know what to do with all the extra rice.
You grew up in China?
No, South St. Louis.
Mm. Comes in handy at weddings if you have extra rice.
Yeah, if it's not cooked.
Right.
Let me ask you another question, since you're kind of taking us back to days gone by. Do you recall days when there was no television or radio and people's version of advertising was paying the guy with the loudest voice to yell out the window?
Yeah, I remember that
a little bit. Thank you, Don.
That'll do it. That's just a guy who wants to feel like he's part of the club, and he's going to... You remember the day where you could walk up in the corner of a guy, and he'd give you a handy on the corner for a five spot? Oh, yeah, you got to remember that.
We used to have a test in our fraternity back in the days with... Happy Hollenbeck and T-Slow.
T-Slow.
We get one of the new guys.
Doug T-Slow is the one who traced his privates on the desks.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And we call it a self-esteem test. But we talk about a movie, and then we bring up a scene. It became known as the desert scene. Oh, and the desert scene, remember that? And if someone was nodding along, we'd say, there is no desert scene. You have no self-esteem. And then we'd have T-Slow trace his privates. Then we call it a day. We'd call it a day.
Joe, are you telling me I can't take these calls on Disney World? It's your birthday.
Oh, sure. Then let's do it.
Yes.
Yes, Rich.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Love the show.
Thank you.
Cat, there's no $80 get to the front of the line deal. I was there last year. Come on, man.
There is.
No. I was there last year. So listen to this.
Wait, hold on. E, if you're listening, please give me some information about our family member that got those passes and went to the front of the line.
What's Kevin Connolly's
character? I think you get a pass like that if you're with a special needs guest. I think they do
that for
you.
No special needs. Maybe VIP. Maybe they knew that they were related.
Maybe that's why somebody's taken producer Joe two different times.
What else you got?
Here's the big racket they got now, right? So you buy an autograph book for your... I took my five-year-old daughter. You buy an autograph book for like $20, and then they sell you the pen for the autograph book, which is like another $10.
Nice.
And you go around the park for the rest of the week, and you wait in line for the characters, and the character will sign your autograph book, and then you get a picture with your kid in the autograph book, and then you come back home and you print the pictures and you put it in the autograph book, you know, and it's the whole memorabilia.
It's horrible. Do they sign it like Goofy, or is it the guy Hector that's inside?
No, they sign Goofy.
No, they sign a Goofy. It's at all the parks.
Yeah.
Then they have a princess lunch, right? So you got to go into the big Magic Kingdom, and for like $200, you buy a dress for your kid, dress her up like a princess, and she has lunch with Cinderella in the castle. But it's like $200. And you go up, and they get their hair done and all of that. And, you know, you go have lunch with them at noon after they had their hair, you know, fixed at the salon for my five-year-old, $200.
Nice
deal. It was nothing but money.
I believe that there is a ticket you can get where you use a separate entrance and you go to the front of the line.
Yeah, there is something to that. But
this gentleman on the line one, Tim, says that is the case. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, great show, guys.
I love you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Hey, there is one thing, Kat, you're right, but it's actually $50. It's not $80.
Doug, you cheap.
And what's it called?
Skin Flint.
Well, it's just my buddy's getting ready to go, and he saw the tickets online, and it's a $50 thing, and you kind of bypass that whole line, and you go up there.
Let me ask you this, Tim. A father that takes his flock to Disney World and won't spend the extra $50 so his kids don't have to stand in line.
That's $50 for everybody.
Wouldn't you call that guy cheap? Be honest.
Doug, I don't want to get into a fighting match on the air. Guys.
Family of five, that's another $250?
We did it. It's a family of four, you know.
Lay out the money. It's your family, Doug. They're special.
That's it. We've been four times. It's a great experience for the kids. I mean, we did the character breakfast, and we stood in line for the autographs and the pictures. You buy it's called a photo pass.
Yeah.
The best way to do it, they take pictures of you constantly, and for $90 at the end of your trip, it's a CD you buy, and you own all those pictures.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Tim.
So there it is.
Honestly, Doug, I'm a fan of yours. You're a nice guy, but right now you disgust me.
Because I don't want to pay another $250 to go to the front of the line.
You were just talking about the lines, how it ruined everything for an extra $250. Right, come on, Vaughn family, right to the front. Hey, Johnny, get right up there on that ride. Go, 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 go.
Yep.
I'm going to save the money, see? I'm going to save it, see?
Suddenly going to Sean Connery.
I'm going to save my money, see, and buy pudding for me. I'm going to hoard it in the attic, and I'm going to sneak up there when everyone's asleep. I'm going to eat my pudding and giggle because my family had to wait in the line to Disney World.
That's kind of a combination of Sean Connery, yeah, Wilford Brimley, and a gentleman who lives on a bayou.
It's new, though. Let's face it. I don't do very many voices.
It is new. Yes, Kevin.
Kevin!
Can't do it. I can't do it. I can't wait. Yes, Trevor.
Hi.
Ooh.
Am I on?
Yes, Trevor.
I say, I got back from Disneyland, and it is a wonderful show, but I was wondering, did you notice how much detail goes into their costumes? Unbelievable.
Do tell.
Have you ever noticed that?
No, do tell.
Well, it's just like Snow White. When she comes out, the dresses she wears, and they're just beautiful.
Is this Vern Yip?
Goes into them.
Yeah. So what I, a lot of chiffon.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I thought somebody said something.
No.
Oh, do you want to comment on that?
What's that?
Do you want to comment on that?
Well,
I do.
Sure.
I'm a fan of fashion. I enjoy the richness of the gowns, yes.
I like the chiffon.
Doug likes the chiffon. But if it was an extra charge, he wouldn't like it.
Yeah, probably not.
It's 8:29 in St. Louis. Adam Timmerman's going to join us on the other side of the commercial break. Talk Rams football. Might also ask him about Disney World. You think Adam Timmerman paid the extra $250 the cat?
Yes.
Probably.
Because he loves his family.
And because he made $6 million a year.
You don't see Timmerman in the attic hoarding pudding. His pudding's for me, with the savings from not taking care of my family.
Email your thoughts in on the separate lines at Disney World. Rice pudding, Doug hoarding pudding, and eating it in his attic.
I'm not hoarding pudding. I don't even like the pudding.
Why do you hoard pudding?
I don't.
Spend the money on the kids,
like
not on the
pudding.
I
just don't want to stand in line for 50 minutes. Is that so wrong?
The morning after at team1380.net. Ticket guys email of the day. Adam Timmerman talking Rams. John Mozeliak talking Cardinals. That's still to come on the ITD morning after, along with the WWE recap here on Team 1380.